Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View, a weekly Bible-based discussion on matters of faith and everyday living. God's Point of View is made possible every Thursday at this time by the Highland Church of Christ, 821 Euclid Avenue in Paintsville. And now your co-host for God's Point of View, Tim Collins and Jerry Scott.
You place your hand on his Bible when you swear to tell the truth. Name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. And when we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt of where we stand. There's no separation, we're one nation under Him. In God we still trust. He's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough. He is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us. Here in America, in God we still trust.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome into God's Point of View, presented by the Highland Church of Christ, located at 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville, Kentucky. This is a paid program by the church. Therefore, the opinions of myself, Mr. Jerry Scott, are not necessarily those of WSIP Radio or Fork Broadcasting, but they are our opinions as we interpret it from the Holy Scripture.
They are. Good morning, Timotheus.
Good morning, great Scott.
Are you up for the entire day?
That's my plan.
Your plan?
But sometimes my plan... Hey. Doesn't go along with God's
plan. You know, the old saying, I'm not sure where it came from. Maybe someone listening will know.
Okay.
But the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. Is that saying too old even for you?
No, it's not. It's very applicable.
Okay. All right. Maybe it's one of the Murphy Law rules.
It could be.
Not sure where a lot of those things come from. But
experience.
I guess. I guess you're
right.
But
wrong. I don't know who authored those, yeah. so who knows. But and yourself?
I'm great.
You're planning up to be for the whole day? I can't talk to this morning.
You refer to me as the...
Great Scott.
There you go. So I'm great. I do plan on being up for the entire day.
Yeah.
But as you indicated, one never knows. We hope our listeners are all well and up for the entire day. Maybe even thinking about making a telephone call this morning or sending an email.
They could call us at 789-0318, 789-0318. With any questions or comments.
They could.
There could be a lot of those going on here within the week.
Could be.
A lot of stuff happening. Or you could email us at...
godspointofview@yahoo.com.
You're monitoring it live.
I am.
And as you said, as we were talking about being up for the whole day, I was thinking that was our plan one morning. Was it... Earlier this year, I don't remember exactly. One morning, you had a big plan to be up the whole day and walked out on the porch.
Hey, things changed.
And didn't make it any farther.
And things changed quickly.
Yeah, there you go. So
let me add, things changed quickly.
They can.
Yeah. But hope that doesn't happen in the near future. As a matter of fact, I doubt that it will happen again in the near future.
Well, yeah, in the near future, since summertime is here, the ice will be
gone
off the porch.
Now you're thinking. Well, you know, we've got a lot of stuff on our plate, usually do.
Yeah.
One of the things that folks have been hearing on WSIP is an announcement about what the Highland Church is going to be doing in regard to the Supreme Court decision that will hopefully come down in favor of God and in favor of biblical marriage. That's next Tuesday, April 28th.
And in favor of the people that it's affecting in the states. That's,
yeah.
The people have spoken.
Yeah, people have spoken. Kentucky's one of them.
Yeah.
I think, is it Michigan?
Michigan, Indiana, Kentucky, and
Tennessee,
I believe.
Yeah.
Is that right?
We've spoken. We spoke on this back in 2004.
Yeah.
We not only spoke about it, but we carried signs.
Yeah.
We walked up and down the sidewalk in front of our church, and we got a lot of affirmation. That's some disgusting, but that's another sermon for another time. Some folks didn't agree.
Yeah.
Some folks didn't agree. And we don't expect 100%.
Yeah.
But we do expect for people of sound and good conscience and good morals to really consider what's going to take place next week. So what we've decided to do at Highland is to invite any and all who would like to come to our church next Tuesday from 8 o'clock Tuesday morning until 8 o'clock Tuesday night and simply pray. Now, that's half of what we're doing. The first thing that we're doing is we're talking Sunday morning, preaching Sunday morning. Our message Sunday morning has to do with standing up for biblical marriage while kneeling before God. Yeah. The Bible says in Daniel 11, verse 32, that God's people know what to do.
Yeah, God's people.
God's people know what to do. And so what we do and when we find ourselves in a situation where we're not sure what to do or how to respond, we always begin by doing the first right thing closest to us, which is prayer. And so we're going to talk to God in prayer. We're going to have a message Sunday morning about what do we do? What do we do regardless of the outcome of the Supreme Court?
What would God have us to
do? Amen. What would Jesus do?
That
has become kind of a cliche. People laugh and make fun of that anymore. But let me tell you something.
It's true.
When it comes right down to it, that's really all you should be concerned about.
Yeah.
And we don't really have to wonder what Jesus would do, because all we got to do is look to see what Jesus did do. And Jesus one time said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be with the coming of the Son of Man, Matthew 24. And so we believe that our culture, our age is approaching, if not already there. And when you look at some of the stuff, my, oh my, and most of it forbids me to speak. I can't speak about it even on the air, because it is so vile, so profane, so vulgar, so demonic. Smells like smoke every time I read it from the pit of hell.
Yeah.
Or see the pictures, how they're flaunting it right in front of our faces. This next Tuesday is really important. However, let's suppose they come down in favor of biblical marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And they agree with the states that have already voted on this. The battle has not stopped. The battle is not over. No. We will fight this, I believe, until the Lord Jesus comes back. And I think
or until he calls us home.
And I think also, Timotheus, and our listeners, it's going to manifest itself in a variety of other ways.
Mm-hmm.
Because if two men can marry and two women can marry, then why not three men and four women?
Where's the limit?
Where do you draw the line?
Yeah, exactly.
There's no standard anymore.
Maybe somebody would want to marry their truck.
Could be.
I mean,
could be.
You know.
Yeah. However ridiculous it may be.
Yeah.
So there has to be standard. There is a standard for every right thing in life. And so what we're trying to do is draw attention to it, and not only draw attention to it, but to do what God would have us to do. Do you remember Timotheus, when the Lord Jesus ascended back to heaven and his disciples were concerned about restoring the kingdom? And he said, it's not for you to know this, but you go back to Jerusalem and you wait. You just wait.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I watched a little bit, I think it was Sunday night when I got home from church. I watched a little bit of the program, TV program, A.D.
Yep.
Have you watched any of that, Timotheus?
I have not had a chance to watch it.
You know, I'm pleasantly surprised with it. I'm looking forward to watching a little bit more Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
But this particular episode was dealing with just that. They were waiting. And some of them were saying, wait for what? You know, what are we waiting for? Let's do something. And Peter said, no, we're going to wait. And they began to pray. Well, if you go to Acts chapter 1, verse 14, you'll see that they were doing just that. They were waiting and they were praying. Now, what did they pray? We don't know. But the movie pictured it and presented it. And I thought, how cool it was, the way the producers, the directors portrayed it. They simply all stood, I believe they were holding hands.
Yeah.
And they prayed, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom. Yeah, they kept praying it over and over and over and over and over, because remember, Jesus told them, when you pray,
pray like this. Yeah.
And after they kept praying, and the more they prayed, the more intense it became, and the louder they became, and all of a sudden, a rushing, mighty wind. And the way the directors, here would come a ball of fire out of heaven. And just fill the whole place. I'll tell you what, I wanted to shout. Woo. Anyway.
Calm down now.
Yeah. So somebody says, well, I don't know what to pray for. This Sunday morning at Highland, we've invited anybody and everybody wants to come, even this Sunday morning,
yeah,
and pray with us. We're going to have a period of instruction about what biblical marriage is and how we're to respond to the enemies of it. And then, as a church, we're simply going to pray. And if all you know to pray is what we commonly refer to as the Lord's Prayer or the Prayer of Example, which we just started a moment ago, then you pray that.
Yeah. And God will honor it.
Yeah, he will honor it. He said he would.
Yeah.
So as a church, we're going to stand where we're seated. We're going to kneel where we were seated. We're going to come up around the pulpit area. And as many people as we can get to pray, we want to pray. And then Tuesday from 8 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night, anybody who wants to come to our church can pray. They can go to our prayer room. They can go up front in the sanctuary to the pulpit area. However you want to do it is entirely up. You want to stay 5 minutes? Great. You have folks on their way to work.
Yeah.
Be a great time. Stop right there and pray for a couple of 3 minutes. Somebody says, but 2 or 3 minutes, that's not going to do anything. Listen, God is not concerned about the length of your prayer.
Yeah.
God is concerned about the sincerity of your prayer.
Amen.
And so if you say, I only got lunchtime, can I bring a cheeseburger? Bring your cheeseburger with you. Eat your lunch and pray.
Yeah.
We're not bent out of shape on tradition and custom. We just want people on their knees. That's next Tuesday.
And there's a brother that said last night, and I thought this would be awesome. He said they may show up by the van loads from different churches. Maybe
be great.
So that would be awesome.
We're inviting our community.
Everybody.
Our churches, our community.
Maybe people just live around the church
sure.
and want to walk down.
Sure.
You know, hopefully
people,
the weather will be good.
Church people, non-church people,
yeah.
you come. You come and pray.
Even if you're not a Christian and you're tired of hearing about, you want your voice spoken that you believe in the sanctity of marriage.
Yeah.
You may not
yeah.
be a Christian.
Yeah.
And we don't want to make you feel obligated. You come and you'll be treated just like anybody else would be.
Hey, here's a thought. We're inviting you to come to church, and you're not going to be bored with a sermon. Amen?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Well, Timotheus, I thought you would take issue with that. You're never bored with a sermon.
Never, ever
okay,
am I bored with a sermon.
A little slow on that comeback.
I know. I was thinking in the third person realm of things.
I know you were. I just have to give you a hard time this morning.
You want me to puff you up a little bit?
That'd be great.
Okay.
That'd be great, but not right now.
Okay, let's get other things to do.
So this is our plan. This is what we're going to do. We're going to do exactly what the Lord says to do. We're gonna go to the Word of God and find out what the Word of God says and how we should respond. We're not gonna be mean to people. We're not gonna say bad things to people. We're not gonna hurt people.
We're gonna
take a stand for God.
We are forbidden. If you really think about it, Jerry, we are forbidden to be mean and hateful.
We
and
are.
Spiteful to people.
We're to love everybody.
That's exactly right. We're
to
not to have
everybody.
Hate. And those that may be for this, that's your opinion, and that's great.
Yeah.
But we've got something else to rely on.
We do.
You've got your opinion to rely on. You've got your thoughts, your convictions to rely on. And we have ours, but we've got a higher authority in our life that has told us what marriage is, and we're to obey that.
Yeah.
And that's what we're saying. And we're not shoving our beliefs down other people's throats, but we feel like it's being shoved down our throats.
We do.
We
do.
Have to accept it.
Sure.
Somebody tells you, you have to do that. We're never telling you you have to do something.
We are not.
And that I can be aware of. And somebody may want to correct me of that. Give me a call. Give us a call and let us know.
Now, if you're inviting people to call and correct you, I'm going to let you handle that.
Well, I mean, I don't know that I'm shoving anything down anybody else's throat or telling them. You know, if I walk into a restaurant and they don't want to serve me because I'm a Christian, that's okay.
Sure.
I'll find another restaurant to go to. It's okay.
Yeah, I will
and
too.
I'm not going to run and scream and yell and say, you know, take them to court and this and that. That's okay. If you don't want to serve me, that's all right. If you don't want to sell me something, that's okay. And it's just getting all blown out of proportion.
I think everything is getting all blown out of proportion, and I think it is because the devil is in charge of this world.
Amen.
The devil's in charge.
Amen.
We're told in Scripture not to love the world, neither the things of the world, because all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. 1 John 2:15. So we're not to love the world. Now, we're in the world, but we're not of the world.
Yeah.
And so we encourage people to be praying about that very thing. That's not the only thing, of course, that Christians need to be concerned about. That's not the only area of concern. When Jesus talked about all authority has been given unto me both in heaven and in earth, and go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe, watch this now, Timotheus,
all things
whatsoever I have commanded you.
Amen.
Just getting people saved is not where it stops.
Yeah.
when he said teaching all things I've commanded you. So what do we include in that? We include everything that we have written in the New Testament about Jesus Christ. For instance, when Jesus talked about homosexuality,
mm-hmm.
and you said, well, Jesus never talked about homosexuality. He sure did. He sure did. Now, you said he never used that word. No, he didn't use that word, but he talked about what was going on in Noah's time.
Amen. Yeah.
When Jesus talked about...
In the days of Noah.
Sure. When Jesus talked about Sodom and Gomorrah,
yep.
rained down fire and brimstone on Sodom and Gomorrah, he was talking about militant homosexuality. Folks, let me tell you something. I am not talking about the person who struggles with their sexual identity, fights it every day, tries to lead a normal life, not hurting nobody, reading, studying, trying to grow and mature. A lot. There are even Christians, Timotheus, like that,
yeah. Amen.
Who are dealing with that particular sin. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about, they're our brothers and sisters in Christ. Nor am I talking about the unchurched who are dealing with those kinds of things on a daily basis. We're to love folks like that. Folks like that. When I say folks like that, folks who steal, folks who drink, folks who cuss. Whatever the situation may be, we're to love folks. We're to love people.
All of them.
It gets back to what you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about those folks. I'm talking about militant folks like the Man Boys Association that believes pedophilia is okay and homosexuality is okay. I'm talking about all these groups that are promoting this leftist agenda that's destroying the underpinnings of America. That's what I'm talking about. And I'm talking about we have to preach those things and bring those things into the gospel message. If we do not deal with the social ills of the day,
amen.
We have not totally preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you one of the things that I see. I had this happen to me last week. I was going out to the Big Sandy Regional Detention Center. Ran across a fella there. I don't know whether he was coming or whether he was going.
Mm-hmm.
But he was in the lobby there, and we got to talking about some things. We didn't have a lengthy conversation because I'd usually just go in, say my howdies, and go on and have the service and come on. But I had a little brief conversation with him about marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And he was an older fella. He's probably about your age, Timothy. He's an old guy.
Thank you.
And
appreciate
you're welcome.
That.
Thank you very much. And
to compare ages?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
And so we talked a little bit about what was going on in the state of Colorado.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he thought it was a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't have any time to really pursue it with him, and when I came out from the church service, he was gone. And so, but there's a lot of people today that believe that this marijuana business is a good thing.
Oh, it's not harming nobody.
Not harming nobody.
Nobody gets killed by somebody smoking marijuana and driving 30 miles an hour down
there
the interstate.
Go. There you go, brother.
It just makes me hungry.
But that is an area of major concern that people ought to be concerned about, yeah. and ought to talk about and ought to think about.
Yeah.
Because it is dumbing down people all across this country.
Yeah.
All across this country. Now, someone says, well, what do you have to back that up with? Well, folks won't believe religion. They won't believe the Bible. How about science?
Hmm.
Will they buy science? Did you know, Timotheus, that the marijuana that was popular back in the 60s,
mm-hmm.
Well,
70s? I didn't know it, but I know what
well,
you're saying.
You know what I'm talking about. there was about the component that is in marijuana. And the name of it, if someone can think of the name of that, the scientific term that causes the hallucinations, that causes the feeling of well-being and all those kinds of things. It affects the frontal lobe of the brain, by the way. I don't know if you know that or not, Timotheus, but it does. And it causes you to be in a state of euphoria.
Yeah.
And
it's a high.
It is a high, and a lot of people are using that in order to escape reality. But they've done a series of tests on the component, the potency, I guess would be the right word. It is the right word, the potency of it. And in the 60s, it was something like maybe 2% to 3%, and now it's close to 20%.
Oh.
And some of the medical marijuana is even higher, maybe up to close to 40%.
Mm.
And it just inhibits all. There was an article in the Colorado Gazette, and they were talking about the effects of marijuana, And here's one headline. The ugly truth is that Colorado was suckered. It was promised regulation and has been met by an industry that fights tooth and nail any restrictions that limit its profitability. One of the selling points, and it's been the same way with the lottery here in Kentucky and across the nation, when that came out years ago and people were going to see a lot of money coming from the lottery to go to schools and, nursing homes and all that kind of stuff, it's a lie. It's all a lie. I
haven't seen it yet.
It's all a lie. It's of the devil. Now I'm going to offend a lot of people probably with that, but that is my opinion. It is of the devil. And you mean to tell me, preacher, that if someone buys a lottery ticket, they're going to go to hell? Sow a thought, reap a deed. Sow a deed, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. Sow a character, reap a life. Sow a life, reap a destiny. What I'm telling you is this. It's like taking a drink of liquor. You don't know but what that first one may lead to a second one and a third one and a fourth one. And you don't know but what you are not predisposed to alcoholism. I'll give you a pretty good idea how you can tell if you are. If you have alcoholism in your family, you probably are predisposed to it yourself.
Yeah.
So what parent would not tell their child, don't touch it, honey. Don't touch it. Don't take the first drink.
Yeah.
Someone said you take the first drink, then man takes the second drink. And then the drink takes the man.
Yeah.
And that's the way it works.
Well, it's like the old saying, sin will take you farther than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, and cost you more than you're willing to pay.
Yes, sir. And that old saying is a true saying.
It is true.
Anyway, I would recommend a book that recently has come out by Bill Bennett. Dr. Bill Bennett was the education secretary under President Reagan many years ago. He's written a book entitled Going to Pot.
Oh, well, that's straightforward.
We have a large segment of our population that's going to pot.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, anything, one fellow was talking about drinking one time. He said, you know, I quit drinking. The fellow said, well, why'd you quit? He said, well, drinking causes me to see double and think single.
Oh.
Anything that alters your mind from the ability to reason out from the Word of God and from life's experiences how you ought to handle a certain situation.
Something's wrong. Yeah.
Something's wrong. Smells like smoke to me.
Yeah, exactly right.
So anyone who would like to read up more on the haze of America or clearing the haze of America, you ought to read Dr. Bennett's book.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great read. If you're pro marijuana, then you're probably not going to read it.
Yeah.
I ran across. We're just covering a smorgasbord of things here to mow this.
There's a smorgasbord out there, brother.
Yeah, you know there's a smorgasbord out there. Now, I saw on the news recently, you may have seen it, saw it online on barbedwire.com. And some folks up in Wisconsin had their homes broken into. Now, you know, the Bible teaches us that our home, and I'll use an old saying, a home is a castle.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said in Matthew 24, if the good man of the house had known what watch the thief would come, he would have watched.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't have thieves coming. We have politicians coming.
Oh, now wait a minute, preacher.
Yeah, the district attorney in up in Wisconsin, where the governor there, Scott Walker, I believe is his name. Scott Walker, is that right? Scott Walker.
I'll take your word for
it. And they've been after him for some time. So they started going after people who supported him.
Mm.
And this is in the news today, even, that a family's home was surrounded. A door was knocked down. The family was told not to go back in because they had a report that there was something going on there, and so they had to wait for a search warrant.
Hmm.
And they wouldn't let them go back inside. Didn't tell them who made the report or what the report was.
Just come and took over.
Yeah, yeah. So anytime you have government that is out of control, you have a problem. I'm reading here something from Todd Stearns. I don't know if you read much of him. He's with Fox News. He's a religion editor, I believe. I can't read any of this, quite frankly. Mm. I would encourage people to go to just do a Google, Todd Stearns. No, don't do a Google for that. Do a Google for this. Teens shocked by graphic content at anti-bullying conference. This happened in the state of Iowa.
Teens shocked. Yeah.
By graphic content of anti-bullying conference. This was supposedly a conference that some folks came to teach at the school, to teach school children how to respond to bullying.
Okay.
But it turned into an LGBTQ seminar. And some of the things, wow. I don't know why I brought this up. Well, I can't talk about it.
I was listening to a program earlier this week.
Wow.
And I'll ask you this, and then I'll tell you what the gentleman said later. He said, how are we to respond to lesbians or gays or transgender people? You know, if let's say two ladies are holding hands and they're walking down on your sidewalk. You told a story last night about little boys that had walked through your grass, and you got onto them, said, I fixed the sidewalk here, walk on the sidewalk, and you were the grass Nazi.
I was.
A little while later. There,
no more pathway for you.
Then you found, while sitting in your study, these same little boys and two men just really treating them.
Cussing them out.
There you go. Just treating them horribly.
Yeah, cussing them out.
And you went out and defended those boys.
I did.
Okay?
I did.
So if two ladies are holding hands, they're walking down, or two men or whatever, walking down on your sidewalk, and somebody is out there just really giving them the business and just hate speech and bullying them, what do you do as a pastor, as a godly man? What's your responsibility?
I'm going to go out and defend them.
There you go.
I'm going to go out and say, hey, these folks, they have the right and the freedom to their opinion. They're not hurting anybody. And for all you know, it could be a mother and a daughter holding hands, or two sisters holding hands.
Amen. Yeah.
So we're not to judge, Timotheus.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to preach.
Yeah, I know you are.
We're not to judge by appearance.
Yeah. Yeah. But even if you knew, let's say,
doesn't matter.
Even if you know,
they're
that
minding
they are,
their own business.
That's
they're not
exactly
mind,
right.
They're not infringing upon my right, as long as they're not walking on my grass.
Grass Nazi.
Yeah. As long as they're civil and they're law abiding, guys that want to just put everybody in their place because they don't think exactly the way they. This goes back to what we said earlier. There are people who struggle with this every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's Christians who struggle with it.
Every one of us sitting in the church house, Jerry, struggling with something.
We struggle with something.
And there's.
So we're to have love and compassion and try to help. And that comes through opening the Word of God and seeking out Bible counsel. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about militancy.
There you go.
So if those same guys, and this happened on Apple Day, and I don't know what it is about it, but you get a large crowd of people together. Yeah, I do know what it is about it. It's the sin nature of man.
There you go.
We just think we can just go wild.
Do whatever we want to do.
Yeah, get a little booze in us and just a little.
Especially if the competition's a little bit younger.
Yeah.
Younger or, you know, we got that bully macho thing.
Yeah. And I just told the guys, I said, quit talking that way. This is a neighborhood. There are families here. There are children walking right by you. And they said, we have the right to do what? No, Timotheus, they don't have the right. Listen, I can swing my arms sitting here across this counter from you all I want to. I can give you a left jab. But if I get close to you and hit you, then I lose my freedom to swing my arms because I've infringed upon your territory.
Amen.
Same thing is true of sound. Same thing is true of language. We are to honor and to respect the rights of others.
Amen.
But that first thing you mentioned was a moment of instruction to little 10, 12-year-old boys who needed to understand. Why? I never would behave that way. I never did.
Yeah.
So.
That's what the gentleman said. It was a talk that was going on, and that's exactly what he said. And one of them was even asked the question, what do you think about a homosexual union? He said, if that's what they want to do, that's their business. But God instituted marriage, and it shouldn't be, basically what he was saying, it shouldn't be hijacked.
I couldn't agree more. We live in a democracy, a republic, actually, representative republic. People have the right to make decisions for themselves. There are certain things I would not recommend they do, and I'll try to help them with it, but I will not browbeat them with it.
Amen.
Will not do it.
So that's a lot of Christians, I included sometimes, and have in the past, because it bothers us so bad that we think we can't have anything to do, and I can't defend them because then I'm sticking up for it. No, you're not.
You're not sticking
and
up
And I've
for
learned
it.
Better. We're not sticking up for it. But they're human beings. They're God's creation just as we are.
Yeah. We've got everything turned upside down here in this country.
Amen.
And it's because of leadership.
Yeah.
Whether it's a country, a church, a business, a school, whatever it may be, a home, the leadership is key. And so you got President Obama ignoring, because I think he has leanings toward the Shiite Iranians. I really do. Mm-hmm. And so, because that's where his loyalties and his first love is. I don't think he's a Muslim, but he's not a Christian either, I don't believe, because he doesn't act like a Christian. He uses every opportunity to diss Christian, to put down the Christian faith, and to uplift by his actions. Don't listen to what he says, or any other leader for that matter. Watch what they do, and watch what they emphasize. Instead of emphasizing stopping the killing of Christians around the world, he's emphasizing stopping global warming. Yeah. He says killing Christians is a generational thing. It'll play out in 25 or 30 years, but global warming, man, we got to take care of that now.
Yeah, like this old world's going to stand forever. Folks,
we need another half hour.
We need another half hour. We want to thank you for joining us today for God's Point of View, presented by the Highland Church of Christ. We'd like to invite you to services Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. for Sunday school, 10:30 a.m. for Sunday morning worship, Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for Wednesday evening worship. And I also want to remind you about Looking to Jesus Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. And don't forget about the Day of Prayer at the Highland Church this coming Tuesday from 8 a.m. in the morning till 8 p.m. in the evening regarding the Supreme Court's decision on marriage here in the state of Kentucky and other surrounding states. So we'd like to invite you to come and join us for prayer Tuesday, April the 28th, I do believe it is. And again, we want to thank you for joining us today for God's Point of View.